I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Football's big yearly question is now settled. It's going to be the Carolina Panthers against the New England Patriots in 2 weeks at Super Bowl 38. The game will be played this time at Reliant Stadium in Houston, which is where Hall of Fame NFL groundkeeper George Toma. I didn't know they had that kind of Hall of Fame. Anyway, Mr. Thomas has been spending his time there in Houston, hard at work installing the fresh field of green grass, and he took a break to speak with Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
George Toma, tell me where you're standing right now.
Right now, I'm exactly in the center of the field at Reliance Stadium on the 50-yard line.
So I understand that there's an all-star crew of groundskeepers who've come to Houston to get the field ready for the Super Bowl. Is that a little bit like, stepping on the turf of the grounds crew that's already there?
No, because the ground crew that we have, I mean, they're specialized. Some of these ground crew that we have, they've been maybe 15 Super Bowls with me. But we still use the ground crew that are at the stadium.
Now, I understand with a practice field, one time the New York Jets old coach, Weeb Eubanks, saw your work and said, this field is too beautiful to practice on, and he went and played on a different field. Is that the ultimate compliment for you?
It's a great compliment, he came in with the Jets and he said the field's too beautiful, so he practiced on the sideline. But the biggest compliment, and I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for Pete Rozelle. Commissioner Rozelle came to Kansas City when the AFL and the NFL combined and had a press conference. The press asked him, what's the difference between the AFL and the NFL? And he said, well, there's not much difference in the caliber of play, but he never seen such a beautiful, well-maintained football field. The NFL invited me to do Super Bowl I in the Los Angeles Coliseum, and honored to be here on this field, and this is my 38th consecutive Super Bowl. I've been in this game for 62 years, and I never seen such beautiful sod. Every piece that came in had the right moisture and the right thickness, no deviation. One roll of this sod is 48 inches wide and about 30 feet long.
And how many rolls to complete the whole field?
I can't tell you how many rolls, but it'll take 48 refrigerated tractor trailers to bring this in.
Do you actually enjoy watching football, or do you just worry about the field getting torn up? I'm guessing you must hate the halftime show.
Well, let me tell you about the halftime show. It's very stressful. Sometimes in rehearsals, they have burnt the field where you had to do this, do that. But like I tell my crew, just watch the halftime people. The halftime people think that everybody in the stadium came to see them. Everybody on TV came to see them. They have the pride. They have the attitude. They're going to do it. Our job is to give the players the best possible conditions to perform on. The cheapest insurance for a player is a good playing field. We get maybe 100 applications, 200 people want to work on this crew. But the crew that we pick, they do the job plus three little words, and then some. Them three little words and then some distinguishes the mediocre from the great.
George Toma, the Sultan of Sod, thanks very much. Good luck with the Super Bowl on February 1st, and happy 75th birthday the day after that.
And may all your good fortunes during this year and years to come may be as numerous as blades of grass, and then some. Thank you.
And then some. Thank you.
That interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca. This is Day to Day.